Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we'll talk Humboldt Wildcats baseball with head baseball coach Jason Thurm and Humboldt Wildcats softball with head softball coach Katie Schulke. The Humboldt Wildcats baseball team entered play this week at 13-6 overall as they started the week off with a road game against the Clear Lake Lions. The Wildcats lost that game 4-0 in Clear Lake in conference play. On Tuesday, the Wildcats hosted a non-conference game against the Boone Toreadors from the Humboldt High School baseball field, where the Cats trailed by as much as 12 runs, but clawed their way back to a 6-run loss by the score of 15-9. Humboldt would end their skid on Wednesday as they won at home against the conference foe Iowa Falls Alden, defeating the Cadets 11-0 going into their final game of the week on Thursday. A road game against the Nevada Cubs is how the Cats would end their week, and it ended on a high note, with the Wildcats topping Nevada 11-3 in non-conference play. In a replay next week, the Wildcats have an overall record of 15-8 and 10-4 in the North Central Conference, which currently places the Cats in third place in the conference standings. I caught up with Thurm yesterday about the team's win and his thoughts on the team's performance, the past week of games, and looking ahead to the final week of regular season play that culminates with sub-state playoffs on Friday.
We played pretty well offensively. I felt like it could have been a lot worse on them as far as we had a lot of chances early in the game. And I think the first three innings, we were able to get one run, maybe the first four even. We had a lot of traffic where we had runners on second, third. We had bases loaded with it. We just couldn't get that timely hit early in the game. But boys kept at it. We were finally able to break through with a big inning there. And Hayden did a great job on the mound. He was like a bulldog out there for us. And then Isaiah finished things up. But it was good defense performance. And just played really well.
Hayden going six innings there and only allowing two runs. Talk about how important that was to be able to see a little bit of consistency with the pitching there last night.
It was big for us. We're coming off of, with last night's game, it was four-game week. And we had three games earlier. You get to that point and pitching gets a little bit thin, and Hayden really stepped up. And with him, I think it's just a little bit of a confidence. He was able to go out and in a attack mode, and he didn't walk anybody, threw a lot of strikes, and had a few strikeouts. Jeff did a great job behind him. So it was a good performance from him, but it really helped us out being stretched out with the long week that we had.
And then Isaiah able to get a clean inning there. He allowed a run, but it was unearned. Coming in the seventh inning, that had to be encouraging because the last time he had a little bit of a rough start. So coming out of the pen, he was able to at least have a little bit better appearance there.
That was great for him to get back up on that horse there. And he bounced back. He went out there, threw strikes, and he's been battling a little bit of a sore arm, and he felt pretty fresh last night. You could see that good back on his fastball. He did commit an error, and then that catcher's interference called against us, so that's why the end.
Isaiah Busick, is he more of a guy right now that you're just going to look out of the pen for, or are you looking for him to go out there and make a start before you guys get in the postseason?
Tuesday will probably be kind of a bullpen game for us. We're going to get Caden tuned up and Jaden tuned up and get them ready for Friday. And as far as what we do Wednesday, that's still a little bit up in the air. We'll see how things go on Tuesday and go from there with it. As far as the postseason goes with Isaiah, we'll probably be looking at him out of the pen. He's really done well in late game situations for us. He closed out a couple games and seems to like that pressure there. So if we can get to him and be able to use him in postseason, that'd be a great thing for him and a great thing for us.
You have these last couple of games here. Is it mainly just going to be tune-up, trying to get prepared for that game against Gilbert?
A lot of it is that, and we started to build a little bit momentum here this last part of this week. We hope to sustain that and look to continue to build off of that. But, yeah, it's just keeping everybody healthy, keeping the arms fresh as much as we can and managing all of that and hopefully build more confidence and really be rolling when we take the field on Friday night.
That game against Gilbert, have you had a chance to look ahead? I know you still got quite a few games coming up until Gilbert, but have you had a chance to look ahead towards the matchup, any of the guys numbers-wise for Gilbert yet?
But yeah, I've been looking at numbers. I felt like we got a pretty good scouting report. Them as well. They got a nice aware of that, ready for that. And we've got a week to prepare there. Offense doesn't look like it's a real powerful team, but I think they play a little bit of small ball. They like to bunt the ball around a little defense that way. They're a good team. They're well coached. They're not the powerhouse that they were a couple of years ago. We went down and played them in the district final, and that was the year that they qualified for state. They had great power, great pitching, great team speed with them. They were a handful there, but they're the 4-2, so they got a lot to come out and be at our best.
Well, best of luck, Coach, coming up here on the rest of the regular season and the playoffs.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Great weekend, 4th of July.
That was head coach Jason Thurm of the Hummel Wildcats baseball team. Our next guest is head softball coach for the Wildcats, Katie Schulke. The Hummel Wildcats softball team entered play this week at 12-9 overall as they started the week off with a road game against the Clear Lake Lions. The Wildcats lost that game 9-7 in Clear Lake in conference play. On Tuesday, the Wildcats hosted a non-conference game against the Pocahontas area Indians from the Humboldt High School softball field, where the Cats fell 8-6 after allowing 5 runs in the top of the 6th inning. Humboldt would end their skid on Wednesday as they won at home against conference foe Iowa Falls Alden, defeating the Cadets 8-5, going into an off day Thursday before the final game of the week on Friday. Coming off the day off from the field, the Cats returned home for a conference game against Webster City. The Cats led the Lynx 3-2 going into the 6th inning, before surrendering 3 runs in the 6th to fall 5-3 to Webster City. The Cats have a weekend tournament with 2 games this morning down in Carlisle. Entering play this morning, the Wildcats have an overall record of 13-12 and 8-6 in the North Central Conference, which currently places the Cats in 3rd place in the conference standings. Schulke spoke after the loss to Webster City about her team's performance in the upcoming final week of the regular season that ends with the Cats starting postseason play in a regional semifinal from Humboldt on Saturday.
Well, that was a fun ball game. We played for 7 innings. We played strong. We pitched Bree. We got to save Elsie and Abby. We gave her some rest, and, you know, Bree stepped up. She pitched really well Wednesday night, so we thought we'd bring her in and kind of keep them off balance a little bit. And, you know, they hit her once in a while, but other times she shut them down. Our defense overall played well. It was a little bit of a heartbreaker, but kept the intensity up. We had energy and we sprayed hits throughout the whole 7 innings. So I'm really proud of these girls. And overall, it was just well-fought competition. So I'm happy about it. Nobody likes to lose, but, you know, these are co-champs of the conference, so it's a good ball team. So, you know, they deserve that respect as well.
Brianna Lang pitching during that game had pretty much, she had dominated through that first 5 because she was up 3-2, but that 6th inning, what do you think happened there? Was it just kind of things just compounding there?
Yeah, you know, Bree comes out. She doesn't get a lot of accolades because she's just the constant. She's always showing up, and we don't give her a lot of credit, and it's our fault. But she is a lot stronger than people anticipate. What I think happened is Webster City, you know, they're a good ball club, and they just made adjustments at the plate, and they started hitting her, which with any good pitcher, we did the same with their pitcher. So, you know, I think that's just what happened. They adjusted at the plate and started spraying hits, and that's fine. Again, back to Bree. She showed up. She's a lot smarter than we give her credit for as well. She knows where to throw the ball. She doesn't have a lot of movement with her pitches, but they kind of fall off the table, which really throws batters off balance. You know, she isn't the fastest pitcher, but we utilize that to our benefit at times. And this is one of the teams where we wanted to bring her in and keep them off balance. And we did that for 6 innings. So, you know, kudos to her.
And offensively, working against Bargfried, you guys were able to put up a lot of hits against a pitcher who averages less than a base runner per inning. And so that was pretty impressive at that. Was there any type of preparations you had for the girls coming into this one, working against a pitcher like that?
Well, Delaney throws a rise ball, and she throws a very good rise ball. So the thing is, that's our go-to pitch. If you take that away from her, she's very hittable. When we were in Webster City last time when we faced them, we hit her very well. We had several home runs. We had several big hits for our team. And, you know, we made adjustments to her, but she's a hard pitcher, so you make contact and the ball will go. So tonight, I think we went into it and we hit practice, and we'd seen her before. You lay off that high pitch and you take her go-to pitch away, and that makes it difficult for her. So we did that. I'm proud of our hitting tonight. We've worked really hard on overall just making adjustments at the plate, and the girls did that. And like I said, we sprayed hits for 7 innings, and that's exactly what we want to do going into tomorrow and then again into next week.
You've got the tournament, as you talk about tomorrow. You guys are going to play against Des Moines Lincoln in the morning to start things off. Some good competition here for you guys going in. to the last week of the regular season, and then, of course, upcoming Saturday, a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, that was planful. You know, like tonight we saw a few discrepancies with our defense that we just need to tune up a little bit. So these weekend tournaments, I challenged the girls to come in tomorrow with a different mentality. Before, it was kind of like, you know, we're tired, we didn't really show up, two weekends in a row. Now this weekend I challenged them, you know, let's utilize this as more of a practice, but a mentality where we can tighten those things up and prepare ourselves for battle next Saturday. It's going to be a big game. It's going to be a well-fought game. And so we need to capitalize on the opportunities we have tomorrow to hit the ball well, pitch the ball well, play defense, no errors, things like that. Just tighten up going into next week.
And then you've got, of course, that Saturday. That's going to be our next broadcast for you guys, is here in that semifinal for Substate. Great draw, and you get to play here Saturday night in front of the fans. That's got to be awesome.
Yeah, we are so incredibly lucky. We have a ton of fans that follow us, and whether they know it or not, that really pumps the girls up. That pumps me up. The atmosphere at the Wildcat softball field is just next to none. I mean, we've played at a lot of ball fields already this year, and seeing that outfield flooded with Humboldt fans is just amazing. So to get to do it on a Saturday night at 7 o'clock at night under the lights with all Humboldt fans is just going to be something for the book. So I hope the girls are up for the challenge. We're going to prepare. We're going to work our tails off this week and really hopefully clinch that semifinal to go into the state tournament. So, you know, thumbs up in the air for the girls. They're pumped. They're excited. I couldn't have asked for a better draw in my first year of coaching, and I'm so excited for the girls to get to play on their home field.
Well, thank you, Coach, and best of luck here in the next week. And next time we see you, we'll be here Saturday night. It'll be exciting.
Thanks, Matt.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.